Oh my god, it's so cold. I never thought I would say this, but I think I might be over it being cold every day. I actually genuinely think I might be just over it now. Yes, I am freezing, baby. Give me some of those blankets. Oh my god. Oh, that's why you're so warm. How many layers do you have? Oh my god. Okay, so you have your clothes. Blanket, 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 comforter, comforter, comforter. Six layers, baby. Ugh. I had zero layers. That's why I'm so cold. Oh, I will take these five layers of warmth. And you're also really warm, too. That's good. Oh, it wasn't that bad last week or the week before. I don't know. It's the cold snap, baby. This cold snap is brutal. It has truly snapped me. Baby, my beard was so frozen walking between the car and getting inside the house that I was able to snap off a beard hair. It should never be that cold. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. It has never been this cold. Yeah, we get like the 30s, the 40s, sometimes the 20s, but this is nuts. This is absolutely nuts. Yeah, I that's why I was up. I turned on the fireplace. You laughed at me. You were like, why do we need a fireplace? This is why we need a fireplace. Of course it was going to be electric. There was no way. I mean, what firewood am I going to be getting? Am I going to go to the neighbor's yard and just cut down one of their trees? Maybe I should do that. Yeah. Maybe a little bit of revenge from that housewarming fruitcake. I usually like fruitcake. Okay, that's wrong. I like rum cake. I guess there's a difference. Yeah, rum cake is amazing. It's cake plus rum. There's nothing. That's like the perfect combination of flavors. Yeah, no, you can't handle it. It's too rummy. I get that. It might just be in the blood. Yeah. There's spiced rum in me blood. Mm-hmm. It's the secret pirate inside of me. Yeah. I missed my calling by, like, I don't know, 400 years. I think I would have been a very good pirate, to be honest. I think you are, it's because you see me in this very domestic life. You can't see me swashbuckling, but I assure you, I think I'd be a pretty, pretty good swashbuckler. Mm-hmm. Oh, because I'm certainly not a lumberjack. Maybe I would be a great lumberjack. I mean, minus my beard freezing off. I think I would do a very good job. I love flannel. I probably could use an axe. I have never tried, but how hard could it be? Oh, yeah. You know, when we were up in Alaska, we saw... Was it Alaska or was it Canada? The lumberjack shows. I think it must be Canada, right? Yeah, it was one of the two where they were doing the log stuff and the wood splitting contest. That was awesome. Oh yeah, and the axe climbers. See, okay, maybe you're right. Maybe I can never be a lumberjack. If that is like the baseline of lumberjacking, I don't think I can hit that. That man who climbed a tree with just two hand axes, that was nuts. Absolutely crazy. I mean, it makes sense, though, that you could, like scale something vertically that way, but just the way he did it. Yeah. Yeah, that man probably never complains about the cold, either. He is, Yeah. Sorry. You missed out, baby. I'm sorry I'm not your lumberjack. Yeah, I clearly desire warmer climes. Yeah. Like the Caribbean. Polynesia, the Caribbean. What would be also pretty good? Yeah, anywhere in the Pacific sounds nice. Yeah, just generally, just anywhere near water. You can put me on a boat. Sounds about right. Yeah. I mean, we need lumberjacks to help build the boat, but I'm definitely a boat person between the two. That's why that's exactly why we have the electric fireplace. Genuinely, yeah, probably. I'm so tired. I had such a long day today. Mm-hmm. I wish. You're so lucky you get to stay home still. Oh, I would kill to stay home, baby. Because even though the house is cold, it is so much better than being outside today. Yeah, but I think you fail to understand how many times I have to go between the car and an office. So many times. And we were out on the lot today, too. We were shooting for, like, 6 hours. So, that's, like, outside time, too. You gotta count that as well. Am I just whinging at you? Yeah, I'm sorry, baby. Come here. Ugh. What are your complaints of the day? Regale me in what happened. No. You can go to the grocery tomorrow. Yeah, genuinely have tomorrow off. Which is also why I kind of want to go to sleep, so I don't sleep in all day tomorrow. But yeah, I do that all the time. I have days off. We have, like, scheduled days off for me, and we both are, like, so excited that I have a day off the next day that we stay up all night just, like, talking and hanging out and just having a great time till, like, 5 in the morning. And then we inevitably pass out because we're tired. And then we wake up at, like, 4 or 3 in the afternoon because we both thought it was a great idea just to party it up the night before my day off. And then we lose my entire day off, except, like, the night. And we always are like, God, I wish we didn't. Why do we always do this? It's every single day off. Mm-hmm. Which is why I'm like, can we go to bed early tonight, baby? Oh, my God, yeah, we can. We can totally watch something. I'm not against watching a movie or a show or something. Yeah. Or we can just cuddle and watch the fire. Are you, like, you're not sleepy at all, are you? Okay, from, like, 1 to 10, where 10 is as sleepy as you can be. 10 is me right now. And 0 is, like, wide awake. What are you? Oh, no. Baby, how are you wide awake? You beat me to it. I was this close to making a Katy Perry joke. Wasn't it? It was Katy Perry, right? Yeah. Well, I'm sorry you're wide awake. Come here. I can, like, put you out of my chest. I'm just kind of, like, relax. You're so warm. Mm-hmm. This is just a secret ploy to get you to lay on me. I love you too. We can do whatever we want tomorrow. What are you feeling? What are you in the mood for? Ooh, I like that. I've been dying for some good Chinese food. It was like Tex-Mex on set today. It was good. Yeah, I don't think it was a chain. I think it was like a local place. It was like a food truck. I don't know what it is about directors and trying to bring on food trucks onto sets for lunch. It has to be a new thing. Because every single young director is now like, oh, by the way, we're going to get lunch service today from this food truck. and it's like, no one's probably ever heard of this food truck before. I like scoped it out in so-and-so on Santa Barbara or whatever. And he's like, oh, my God. Ugh. No. Unless I still love the guy. He's doing a good job. I just always think it's really funny. It makes me laugh every time. Because why food trucks? Oh, I mean, that's why they don't ever put me on catering. Also, I'm not a producer, so that's not my, it's not my bag. I mean, yeah, that one time when I was producing something. No, that was a terrible fiasco. They should never put me in charge of lunch. Because you're going to eat the same thing for, like, a week, and everyone's going to hate me. Because I totally could. Because, like, once I find a restaurant, I'm like, this is it. I can just eat the same food over and over and over and over and over again until I get sick of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why you shouldn't give me, like, a catering budget. Because I'd be like, oh, really? I can order just absurd amount of food from one place? Sure. Yeah, they know better to do that. Yeah. Friday's the next day I have to go back. No, I'm not too stressed. I mean, I got a shitload of stuff to do between now and then, but I got it.
Like, more or less.
Yeah, more or less indeed. Oh. I love you so much, baby. Almost asleep. Really? You're actually getting sleepy? You're moving away from the wide awake? Am I lulling you to bed with my nonsense? Oh yeah, it's supposed to be the same temperature tomorrow. Yeah, so like shorts and sandals, basically.
No.
You probably could get away with the hoodie. I got away with the hoodie today. I mean, I was cold, but I got away with it. Yeah, you know what? This is one of the few times I think it is acceptable to wear both a sweater and a jacket. I will allow it. No, you can wear whatever you want, baby, whatever you want, but as long as you're warm, that's like the thing that matters. Yeah. Yeah, so a couple layers at least. You don't have to worry about it. We'll figure that out tomorrow when we wake up. We'll see how cold it is. I put a timer on the fire. I should go out in maybe an hour, I think. Oh my god, I would love that. This is why I don't like when you're on TikTok, because all you do is you find things that I want, and then you tell me how expensive they are, and I'm like, oh, okay, so we're just never going to have that. That's what you're saying. Thank you. It would be so cool to have a fireplace that's controlled with a smartphone. Are you kidding me? That sounds amazing. Oh, and you can change the color of the fireplace? Oh, okay. I thought you meant, like, you could make it, like, a blue fire. Oh, you could. Well, okay, like, a purple fire, then? Yeah, okay. Because the degrees of heat. Yeah, that makes sense. Well, blue was the first color that came to my head. I wasn't trying to, like... No, I know, yeah. It's been a while since I've taken... It's not biology, is that earth sciences? It must be earth sciences, where you learn about the color temperature and, like, flames and stuff. Or life... Was it life science? Ugh. Yeah, I... Yeah, it's a thing we have to figure out when we have kids. What science are you in? Are you in life science, earth science? Yeah, it's high school is when you get like real sciences, like biology, anatomy, physics. What else was there? There's biology, anatomy, physics, chemistry. Chemistry was the fourth one. Oh yeah, no, I was garbage at chemistry. Yeah. Funnily enough, I failed both chemistry and anatomy. Yeah, two subjects I think I'd do much better at now. Oh, man. Yeah, I think we're doing it again. We're finding... It's just because it's too much fun to talk to you. I missed you all day. At least I get you all day tomorrow, right? Okay. Let's go to sleep, love. Yeah? I love you too. So.